Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. So glad you're with us today. Betsy DeVos was supposed to go before a Senate committee tomorrow in Washington, but the confirmation hearing for her appointment as Education Secretary has been postponed. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is with us now from Washington. Rick, what happened? Why was the hearing delayed?
As they were getting ready to roll forward with this, Senate Democrats were putting up a fight that they were saying that before this hearing goes forward, that there should be a more thorough ethics review, that they wanted to see more of the paperwork that Betsy DeVos would file. And the Republicans gave in and said, we're going to give it another week. Now, was it just because of that? Probably not. We know that the Senate leadership and the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, were really trying to process a lot of controversial confirmations through the process very, very quickly. And this, as much as anything else from what I'm hearing, is an acknowledgement that maybe it was just too much too soon.
And am I correct? Betsy DeVos has not yet cleared her ethics review?
It's not been finalized that she's turned in a lot of the paperwork, but a lot of the answers to how are you going to resolve this particular quandary or that particular quandary are, I will work with the ethics office to come up with a solution. And Democrats are saying that they want some more concrete answers on that, which, of course, is also what a confirmation hearing is for.
And we know the new confirmation hearing date is January 17th.
January 17th, that will be taking place in the United States Capitol on the same day that the State of the State speech is taking place in the State Capitol, and also with the inauguration of the new president looming.
I think you need to clone yourself, Rick Pluta. Well, Rick, we know that some Democrats are really going hard at DeVos qualifications. Senator Elizabeth Warren released a 16-page letter she sent to Betsy DeVos. Among many things she wrote, there's no precedent for an education department secretary nominee with your lack of experience in public education. Does this postponement give any further ammunition, if you will, to those who are opposed to this DeVos nomination?
None of the Democrats I've talked to are operating under the impression that they think they can actually block the Betsy DeVos nomination. But what they are hoping they can do is maybe take a bite out of her agenda and make it, call it into question, the things that maybe she would like to accomplish. And conversely, on Team DeVos, that this confirmation hearing isn't just about surviving the process. It's also about selling that agenda and her vision for inducting more school choice into the system.
I'm guessing we could expect to hear some interesting back and forth at the confirmation hearing on the 17th.
We will hear a lot of back and forth about what the experience with school choice charter schools has been in Michigan, not to mention Betsy DeVos and the DeVos family's efforts to adopt vouchers in Michigan. You'll remember that ballot proposal that failed years ago. That was a DeVos brainchild, and that will certainly be brought up again in this process.
And then all wrapping up with the confirmation vote, which at this point is scheduled for January 24th.
That's right. And it's looking like Betsy DeVos will face that vote without the support of Michigan's senior United States Senator Debbie Stabenow. Gary Peters, the junior senator, who's also a Democrat like Stabenow, is meeting with DeVos later this week. He won't talk about his vote until after that meeting.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta with us now from Washington. Thanks, Rick.
Always a pleasure.